Could you give our audience an idea of what exactly you do at the Arid Lands Information Network?
Arid Lands Information Network promotes information and knowledge exchange among communities in the rural areas by giving them skills to be able to document their own knowledge and also providing information and communication technologies through a central place that we call Maarifa, or Knowledge Center.
So Maarifa, as I understand, is Swahili for knowledge. Now, could you give again an idea of what exactly a Maarifa Center is, what it looks like, and perhaps what happens there on a daily basis?
Maarifa Center is a space open to all members of the public. It can be a room in a building, but because of the areas where we've been operating, we've been using shipping containers that have been fabricated to have windows and doors, because these are easy to deploy where the people are. They have computers. There is connectivity through a GSM network and for some a VSAT. And you'll find a dedicated field officer employed by Allen, who works with the communities to help them document their knowledge. The same field officer gives them information and knowledge from other information sources. And the same field officer helps in training people on how to use computers and the internet.
Can you explain the role of infomediaries? I guess what I'm asking is, what exactly is an infomediary?
An infomediary is a member of the community who is linked to the Maarifa Center, who works closely with the Maarifa Center to disseminate information out of duty or social responsibility. Some of them are people who are employed by the government, the NGOs, or they are retired civil servants who are working at the community level because they have time to spare and they are relied upon by other members of the public for news and information.
What kind of population exactly do you serve? You mentioned a little earlier that you serve three different countries. Where exactly? What countries are those?
Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania.
I guess on a more personal note, what exactly is it that brings these rural people to the Maarifa Centers? What have they told you that they go there looking for?
It's about who has gotten what and the word spreads. An example is when we trained on drip irrigation and people were implementing, the neighbors would ask, who taught you this? Where did you get this? And where are these people? And through that kind of inquiry, people would get curious and write to us before we don't have Maarifa Centers. And out of the queries that we got, we thought it's better to be rooted at the community where people can be able to come easily and get information packages. So people come to the Maarifa Centers because they have heard the story of maybe information or skills being given, and it spreads in the neighborhood.
So someone may have found valuable information, learned a new skill, picked up a new trade, and so their neighbors and their acquaintances ask them, where exactly did you learn this? And so I guess they're pointed towards the Maarifa Centers.
Yes, and also before we establish Maarifas, we try to involve the local communities because we also involve them in the governance of the Maarifa Center.
Well, thank you again for allowing us the opportunity to speak to you again. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.